Let me get Mike and Conway in. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. I've been following Arkansas football since 1957, so I go back even before Frank Broyles became the coach. And I've resisted making this call, but I think it needs to be pointed out. On this college football committee, there are some very prestigious names on there. Mm-hmm. And I see the potential for some embarrassment this year, and I hope I'm wrong. But we've got a chairman of that committee that's presiding over, according to the media, the worst football team in the SEC. And if they have another year like they did last year, and I hope they don't, but it's possible that it'll be bad. And then mid-October, this guy starts coming on TV once a week, every week, making pronouncements about who the best four college football teams are in the country. He's sitting there with one of the worst teams in the SEC. You know, people are going to start questioning his qualifications. Well, what gives you the authority to do all this? You hired a guy that had red flags all over him, a disaster for the program. You knew he had character issues. You hired him anyway. Then we hire a joke as an interim that, you know, everybody laughs about. And now we've got this third guy, and he came with good credentials. He's not getting the job done. So what are your credentials to be the chairman of a prestigious committee with guys that have had success that evidently you're not having? I can picture Bob Stoops from Oklahoma sitting there in fifth place late October making a stink and saying, you know, this guy has no credibility. Why should we listen to what he says? What are y'all's thinkings about that?
Best call of the year, because guess what? There are a lot of people who agree with everything you said right there.
That's a very good comment.
Matty T, that needs to be on the blog later today. Mike, we're
going
to be...
This is the call of the week.
It's a call of the year,
the official call of the year.
And I'm not... I was all ready to jump in and argue there, but you kept making great point after great point. I couldn't jump in at all.
And when you can keep Justin from arguing, you know you've done good.
No, that was impressive. I think you're absolutely right. And whether or not it's fair or not, that's the perception. And there is going to be a lot of that. And even if Arkansas has a better than what's expected year, they're still not going to be an elite program this year. And you're right. All those criticisms of him and his hiring and the issues with the program are certainly fair to be pointed out.
But, Mike, just so you know, when Stoops starts complaining, Jeff's going to go, I just get one vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and what kind of put this in my mind, in a preseason magazine, they listed all these committee members and their qualifications. And I thought it interesting, under Jeff Long, they said, well, he had the courage to fire Bobby Petrino. But what they didn't say was, well, my gosh, he's just cleaning up the mess he made himself. Yeah. You know, it's not like he came in and cleaned up somebody else's mess. It's one he created. And really, I think we can all agree, they were trying to figure out a way to keep the man until they found out he hired a woman that was obviously unqualified, and there's lawsuits waiting all over the place. So they had no choice but to get rid of the man. But if that's the best qualification you can come up with for Jeff Long, is that he cleaned up his own mess, that's a pretty weak argument.
You know what we've never talked about too, Mike, and I'll ask you this as a longtime Razorback fan. If you could go back in time and not hire Bobby Petrino and get someone else, and again, that's a hard one to guess because I don't know who that person would have been, would you have done it differently? As a Razorback fan who went to the Sugar Bowl, as a Razorback fan who watched that Cotton Bowl victory in person, I wouldn't have changed a thing, honestly. If I could go back in time and have him not hired and not have the embarrassment and
not let him have a motorcycle.
And maybe not have as much success, would you have gone back in time and changed anything? I don't know that I would have. I wish it wouldn't have happened at the end, but I wouldn't have gone back and not hired him.
It was the headiest 2 years of Arkansas football that I can remember.
Yeah, you have a trade-off there, and that was one of the highest of the high, but then we're at the lowest of the low after that. So, yeah. I don't know. I mean... Yeah, it got the program some great recognition in a positive way, but then that other was terrible recognition in a negative way, and I'm not sure which outweighs the other. Right now, I'd say the negative outweighs it because it's more recent. Yeah. It's on people's minds, you know.
Yeah, until they win again, that's what it's going to be. You're probably right.
Yeah, and I hope that they have a good year, but we'll see.
All right.
Anyway, I just thought it was worth bringing up. It might be a good article for one of your columns, Wally.
Yes, sir.
There's obviously a lot of pressure, not just on Coach Bielema, but on Jeff Long as well. They need to have a good year. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Mike. Great call. Appreciate it very much. Kerry, that's a hard one to follow, but I know you're up to the task.
Justin.
Kerry.
Justin.
Kerry.
Okay. The qualifications, they put Jeff Long in that position.
Yeah.
Sorry to say it. I Razorback fan until I die. They put him in that position because there is minimal chance that we will ever be in the spot for him to have to make a decision on us within the next few years. That's why he's in that head seat, because there's not going to be a conflict of interest anytime soon.
That's a good point.
Can't put Nick Saban in that seat.
Well, why not make Condoleezza Rice the director then? Because guess what? She has no connection. Although, I guess Stanford, you could say Stanford connection, so she does have that.
No, it was a headliner.
Do you really have to be? Do you have to be a national championship coach to be able to?
No.
Head up a committee.
I've never coached a single down of college football, and I would be an excellent choice to be on that committee.
Exactly. So, I mean, by that logic, you should only hire the Nick Sabans, the Bob Stoops, and all those. But that's not necessarily the best choice for it.
That's right.
So you don't. Some of the best coaches in the world sucked at playing football, but they're good coaches.
Yes.
You know why? Because they have time to sit and watch the game and learn the game and study it.
I'm pretty confident us three, Matty T and Kerry, could come up with a pretty solid top four, final four.
Oh, I bet if we picked the final four, solid. It would look exactly like what this exactly high-profile, prestigious committee is going to come up with. Yes.
Exactly.
You could take all the living presidents and have them pick a final four. It's going to look exactly the same.
Whether you like Jeff or not, he really handled himself well yesterday. On national television.
And he always does.
He's made some screw-ups. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's, like you said, the Bobby Petrino thing, hindsight's 20/20. We can go back and look at it and go, yeah, that was a pretty big screw-up. But, like you said, Justin, would you go back and change it? No, probably not.
Mm-mm, I wouldn't. And, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun. It was one of the most exciting times of Razorback football I can remember.
All I know is I came back from the Sugar Bowl weighing 216 pounds. I ate and drank my way through the entire city for 4 days. It was really a good time. So, thank you, Bobby. I appreciate you. Kerry, I appreciate the call.
All right, brother. Be good.
All right, you too. Matt, my phones are freaking out in here. I have no idea what's going on. How are your phones?
Gary's going to have to reset them at break.
Okay, can we get Edward and Pine Bluff on?
I can't do anything.
Oh, no.
So that's a no. Edward's not there anymore.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to take a time out.
Voice.
Well, Edward, hang on. We'll get to you right out of the
break. Yeah, considering we got Tori, we need to reset.
Yeah, we're
going to
take a time out. We're going to come back. We're going to get Edward on, and then we're going to talk to Tori Hunter, who is going to join us. We're going to talk about the Tigers and Tori. And he got his hand smacked yesterday by a pitch, so we're going to see how he's doing.
Find out about that. Do want to thank our friends at Landers, Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Benton. Exit 121 off of I-30. We were there last week. Appreciate K-Dub, Kevin Wilson, and Rodney Moneyback Plaque. Those guys are always looking out for the little man. Well, yeah, Justin, and I guess the rest of us. Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can also go to Landers.com, which is the website. You can look at all of their vehicles there, and you can go by and say, K-Dub, I saw this online. I need you to set me up at the best price possible. They give you the most for your trade. They've been number one for over 20 years. It's the original Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep, only in Benton, exit 121 off of I-30. Coming up next in the zone, it is Tori Hunter, Pine Bluff native, on the Buzz Radio Network. Sweet summertime.